Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He wants to do great things in our lives. And the way we focus determines how far we go and what we do. Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. Now your spirit, soul, and soul is captured by your body. It's concealed in your body. And if you're completely full of light, see, a lot of times churches teach that, you know, the flesh is weak, the flesh is towards the world, things like that. And in the beginning it is. That's the weakest part of you. Jesus said the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But he also said if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. That means that the body can be just as strong as the spirit if you look at the Lord. Now, Peter walked on water. I talk about that a lot. But he had a visual of Jesus as he was walking on water. He was looking directly at Jesus. The Word of God gives us an even greater visual of God. And when we're looking at him, Peter walked on water. When we're looking at the Lord, we can do anything. And the church has missed out on so much because they don't look at the Lord. Some, you know, pride looks within. When men look at their intelligence, their education, they're only going to go so far. Fear looks to man. You're only going to go just a little. You're not going to get very far looking at man. Because when you get in fear, Satan is also attached to that, and to fear. Satan's fear always attaches you or whatever you're doing to Satan. Except for the fear of the Lord. You're still looking at the Lord when you fear him. You're regarding him. And you govern yourself accordingly. People that have a problem with sin, they need to fear God. If you fear God, you'll stop it. But when you look to the Lord in love, that's the best way to live. You don't want to do the wrong things. And you feel welcome in his presence. When you fear God, that's also reverence, and you're still welcome in his presence. And you're governing yourselves appropriately. But when you love God, and when you love his way, when you love the life of God, and the wisdom of his word, you live soberly. When you're regarding him, when you love him. And that's a pure focus. So if you're focused on the Lord, things are in order. And your abilities increase. Everything has its own focus. So I asked the Lord, since he taught me about focus, I said, what about doubt? And he said this about doubt. He said, doubt is a surrendering focus. Doubt is a surrendering focus. So when you doubt the Lord, you're surrendering to something besides God. When the prophet's servant, when they were surrounded, his servant went and said, hey, we're surrounded. The Syrian army's out there. And he was afraid. He was looking at the people. He was looking at the army and their horses and their warfare. And the prophet said, Lord, open the young man's eyes. I think it was Elisha. He said, open the young man's eyes. And he saw them surrounded by angels, warrior angels. And then he blinded them and led them and gave them something to eat. When you look to the Lord, everything is right. When you look to the Lord, you'll see your opportunities. You'll see the golden opportunities that the Lord gives you every day. But if you don't look to the Lord, what are you looking at? What is your focus? And many times in this world, the way you do things, you learn about what you're doing and you go at it. You just try to figure it out. But in the kingdom of God, there's a greater way to live. And education is still important. You take time and learn. You spend time learning and preparing yourself. The kingdom of God you don't get an education just because you got saved. You have to go through the process to get an education. And when you do, you can get an education, you can learn, and you can go forward. But even with it, once you have an education, or once you go to Bible training centers and you learn the word, you still have to look to the Lord. And a good Bible college will teach you how to look to the Lord and not depend on what you see, feel, or think. If you're going to in ministry, we're solving God-sized problems. So if a man is going to solve a God-sized problem, he has to look to the Lord. And it's impossible to get very far without doing that. Sometimes the things you're going to need and want to know is greater than what you can come up with on your own. And the best ministers get used to that fact. I cannot be outwitted by Satan if I'm looking to the Lord. It's not possible. I can have 100% success if I look to the Lord. Sometimes along the way, or even on a battle, like the one I described in the last three broadcasts, I didn't know what to do. I really didn't. I did what I was learning. I was learning and fighting. I would take time and learn, then I'd fight. Then I'd take time and learn something else, and I'd fight. And it worked. But I wanted something that I didn't know I had. I wanted something that I knew that I didn't know. I wanted something that I knew I didn't have the skill at that time to perform. Like I said in those three broadcasts, I wanted to thrive and not just survive. In the church world, they were satisfied with maybe not satisfied, but they didn't try to thrive like I did. I'm sure they wanted to. And people cope with things. We have coping mechanisms in our being. We try to cope with things. But in life, sometimes you just have to dig deep. And by that, I mean, look to the Lord. Lord, I want this. Think about, conceptualize what you want and pray for it. Or just ask the Lord to lead you to greater thinking. And then when you learn it, don't stop there. Ask him some more questions. Because sometimes the things the Lord teach you inspire you to ask better questions. That's what I mean by looking to the Lord. It's wonderful. It's fun. And it's better. And you can do this. Some people won't do anything greater than their leaders. God is greater than your leaders, than your parents, than the teachers, and the people you look up to and respect. And I promise you, the leaders and the parents that love you, they won't get offended if you learn more. If the Lord teaches something, they'll feel like they did their job. They'll feel like they really did their job. If you go on in the Lord further than they did. And that's what I desire and expect from my children. I want them to come back telling me what the Lord told them. I'd rather for them to do that than come back getting in a ditch and don't know how to figure things out. And I included that when I raised them. I taught them how to learn. And just like anyone else, it's up to them how far they go. I taught them about being guided by the Holy Spirit. I said there's three areas you're going to really need God to guide you. And that's what you do for a living, who you marry, and where you live. If you include God in those three things, you know, that can really make the difference. And it's important. Some of the greatest men of God guided them against a poor marriage. I know Billy Graham was engaged to a woman, and the Lord pointed out that she won't be able to handle what I'm giving you to do. And he married Ruth, a person that was prepared for what he had to do and was a good wife. She was, her marriage to him was actually a ministry. And my own parents, my mother supported my father in ministry, and at the same time, she inspired me to want the same kind of marriage. And my parents inspired me in that way to do God's work. And they did it with all my life. They did that work of God and never complained. And I mean, I never heard them complain. That's impressive, because my daddy worked a job where he worked at a plant. And he would drive out of town to Utah, Alabama. I talked about it on another broadcast. And he would spend the night Saturday and preach Sunday and come back home, be right back to work Monday. And they did that all of my life till he retired from those churches. But then he pastored in a church closer to home his remaining years until he couldn't leave the house, which I thank God for. I saw them. The only reason he had to stop was because he couldn't, medical reasons, he couldn't go anymore. But he was faithful. Mama was faithful. And she used to want to drive herself to church. And she got to where she couldn't remember how to get home. And the doctor didn't want her to drive. She said, that doctor told me I couldn't drive. I said, Mama, you don't need to drive no more. She said, that doctor's not a sheriff. She wanted to go to church. And she had dementia. But they lived a beautiful life, never complained. I they were my role models. And I learned a lot, you know, from seeing my parents have a good attitude towards serving God. So I decided when I was a young man, I said, I come from a good community and a good home. I want to do something with my life that's positive. And when I started the workforce, I really wanted to work. I was not lazy, but I never was given a chance I wanted. And I had to work for myself because they wouldn't hire me to be a mechanic. But in those days, I didn't like the way things were going. I said, Lord, take my life and do something with it. Because I expected to be further along at the age of 22 than I was. When I was 21, 22, I expected to be further along in the workforce. But God made the difference. Now, he loves us and he cares about us in every way. He won't leave anything good out of your life. Learning to follow him is the best advice I can give a person after salvation. Once you're born again, you're gonna have to know how to live. And it's important to learn everything about this life from the Lord. When you're focused on him, you have a chance to make judgments that will inspire you to ask greater questions and live a better life. And remember, no matter what you decide to do or not do, you're going to have to make hundreds of thousands of decisions as you live. And time is going to happen. You have the choice. You can do like others. You can let your focus be on fear doubt, unbelief. You can let your focus be on men, on yourself, on the way others think. Or you can adjust it a little, arise higher and look at the Lord. Fill your heart with His Word. And the Lord, He will prepare you to succeed. And see, every stage of life, hear me good, every stage of life has its own challenges against your focus. That's why the Lord said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added. Just like Israel was supposed to drive out the Canaanites and the Philistines, the Amalekites, they had to drive them out. The Amalekites were their most deadly enemy. They were supposed to drive them out, and they didn't do it. They didn't finish the job. So they had trouble. Just like they were supposed to drive those things out, drive out worry, doubt, unbelief. Things that are enemies against your focus. Now the wisdom to solve this God-sized problem comes from watching the Lord. As you're looking to Him, the enemy is going to definitely try to interfere. It's kind of like when you're watching TV and the program's on you really like, and there's interference. You know, sometimes bad weather can cause interference. And the picture looks snowy. That's how the enemy tries to complicate your life. You're trying to obey God and love Him and follow Him, and you're learning things about life, and He tries to interfere. And some people they give way to Him, and they let Him interfere with them to get to you. They're not trying to get to you. They're not trying to be a problem. But they're focused on what's making them miserable. And they're close to you, and they want you to help them solve the problems they have, or they're aggravated about something, and it's a distraction against you. But don't get mad at them. That's not their fault. This is what happens in the lives of everybody. But the Lord will show you how to continue to thrive in your life, and He'll show you your part in what you can do to help them thrive in their life. And you can use the shield of faith. The shield of faith will keep you secure from their misery. And the Lord will give you wisdom to help them throughout their misery. And you can still be steadily focused on the Lord. Remember, when Peter was walking on water, the water was moving. It wasn't being still. It was still raging. It was moving. Because he looked at the waves and began to sink. The waves are out there on your foot. But keep looking at the Lord and you'll solve the problem. You'll continually be steady in your walk with the Lord. You'll enjoy His presence. You're gaining strength from the Lord, from His Word. And you get a visual of all the Word you intake, all the Word you receive in your heart. And you'll have great joy. And the Lord will show you how to help them solve their problem, if you can help them. Some people may not want your advice, and their lives will get worse. But you can always, at your will, turn Satan off. Especially if it's your family. You can just tell Satan, you stop there. You can't hinder them. And you can pray over them saying, I surround my children with love and with faith. And you can pray the blessings of God on them. And ask the Lord to help them part from wicked friends, people that give them wrong advice, and surround them with good friends, godly friends. Because in the teenage and early young adult years, people more so depend on friendships. as they navigate their way, because they want to be accepted in society. That's important to young people. But when you're older, you learn not to trust such things as much. But godly friends and godly counsel always helps. And it's good in every stage to have godly friends. But sometimes people just don't make the jump to do better. They're not seeking to do a greater thing. And the Lord will show you people, what stage people are at. Now, in every stage, that it has its own unique challenges. And the Lord will prepare you for that. People that's trying to get rich in which way they can, they're not always skilled at dealing with the next stage. And sometimes they make a decision that costs them more than they were willing to pay. Sometimes people get frustrated and they buy a car too fast. Now they got debt they didn't expect. And hopefully the car will be a good car. Sometimes it's not. Remember, it's man-made. But when God guides you in your decision process, He'll lead you beside still waters where it's not hard to drink. And He'll bless you in a way where there'll be no sorrow. And you'll learn to be adjustable to the Holy Spirit. You may have it in your heart to get a brand new car. That's your main focus. But if you calm down and let the Lord guide you, He may guide you to buy a good used car. Not saying that He will, or a car that's more fitting for your life. He knows what's coming up. You may be about to buy a Corvette, and He may guide you to buy a Camaro, which has back seats, because He knows them too much, your wife's going to be pregnant and you won't have to sell your Corvette. If you can learn to be adjustable, you're winning. If you can learn to be adjustable to the Holy Spirit and trust Him. See, the last broadcast was about trust. God will always take you further. But if you learn to focus, you're going to really learn to trust, because you're going to love everything God tells you. Remember, you're going to live forever. You don't have to get everything you want right now. You can want something so bad, I got to have it now. I'm going to tell you something about time. Time is going to happen. If you rush something, you'll wish you didn't do it that way. If you rush into marriage, you're going to wish you didn't do it that way. Because people have a will. They're beautiful, they're wonderful, but they got a will, and they can cause you to detour. So I'm not saying that will happen. I don't mean to imply negative things against what your goals. But I just want you to include God's facts. Only God can give you the real facts. People with all their good intentions can't give you all the facts. I'm not saying slow down and do nothing. Don't hear that in the message. Sometimes the Lord will cause you to speed up and go forward. Sometimes even faster. You've got to learn to trust and rely on what the Lord is saying. He will not guide you wrong. It will be good. You will love it. It will be wonderful. And it won't be hard. Life won't be so hard on you when you follow God. You can do it God's way. Now, when you have a healthy focus, you're going to have the best healthy life. Doubt is a surrendering focus, and the only way to kill it is fill your heart with God's word. Believe it and receive it. If you believe God's word, some people believe it without receiving, then receive it. And it'll be faith in you. You know, when my children get sick, it's easy for them to believe God for healing, because they saw people heal all their childhood life. I took them to a church where they believed in healing, and they recover quick. If they have a problem, they go, they learn to pray. But some parents are doubtful, and getting the children to get on board with God is hard. They need a real good jump start, a boost. And I want to see people live the best life. And you'll learn real quick that you're not limited. And the faster you learn to be adjustable and the fact that you're not limited, it is wonderful. It's a good thing to know that you're not limited. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You don't have to know what to do. God's got you. He'll give you the wisdom, the knowledge, and the confidence you need. And you'll love it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.